And if she'd got the 20, well, you'd have a big check, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have been happy.
No. You couldn't. You couldn't be happy in your wife.
Oh.
Your wife over here and you over there fighting, you couldn't have been happy, could you?
No.
When your children gone, your brain had been...
Yeah.
Flushing.
Yeah, I gotta have my fights with my wife regularly, too. You know. Get in there and holler at each other. If someone bumps into things all the time and is always having accidents, you say he's mighty
reckless.
Yeah?
And what is another word for that too?
Careless.
Careless.
Uh-huh. How about a fellow who never spends a penny?
Not calling Skywall. What would you call him?
I'd call him the top rod too.
Before he'd be, though, this day
and that. He wasn't getting
he starved to death. Isn't it funny how a penny isn't worth anything anymore?
No,
except for parking meters.
That's all it's worth.
Save you a quarter.
Say, don't you like broken, but we don't have them up here.
I do.
They don't have them parking.
I know they've got them in Idabel.
They don't have
them. Let me tell you something. I get off to Idabel and park, and if I get that thing and put a nickel in and go and wreck it, run down and come back, and I got a sticker up there, cost me 2 bits.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't have one. Can't watch that.
I had to go down to the corner there to the bank and hunt that box up and put it in the quarter before I get out, you know, to get, I wrapped that paper around the quarter and put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, get it.
If someone is, say 90 years old, and the person goes to town every Saturday and does all the things that the young people do, you say he's what? He just gets around very well.
I'd call him a smart man.
Well, would that refer to his ability to get around, or would that refer more to his mind?
Well, smart would be his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Better to get around, you know, he'd be just like a young man, wouldn't you? Have a young body and a young mind. You know, some people get old. They've got a jerk body and go and do anything they want to, and then they've got a wore out mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of them, I've got a brother, his mind done wore out. He can't know nothing. He don't know nothing. He don't even know he's here. Well, it just wore out. He was a smart fellow when he was young.
How much older is Daddy than you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm about 71. He's 77, ain't he?
That is nothing for Daddy to walk to Brooklyn.
Huh?
It ain't anything for Daddy to walk to
Brooklyn. It's 10 miles from his house down in Brooklyn. He walked to Brooklyn
back.
He just got a young body on him.
Mercy.
And I guess a mind, ain't he? His
mind. Yeah, everything but sight.
Yes. When did he come into this country?
Oh, before slavery.
Oh.
Several years before slavery.
Uh-huh.
I really don't
remember
the day.
Came in as a very young man, didn't he?
Yeah. But way before that he ever married, and they've been married 51 years.
Oh.
Something 50 years.
I come here in 1907. That's a long time.
Oh.
Yeah,
and your daddy was here running wild horses when I come. Indians like to have lots of horses, you know, and they give you one if you catch one.
Oh.
Well, I'll catch you him one. You catch you one.
One for one, huh? Take two and we'll split.
No, I'll give him half of them.
Mm-hmm.
He used to build pens on the creek up there. The Indians had no use for them. They had all the ponies around the house they could have, you know.
Mm-hmm.